WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This weekend, College Station is playing host to the U.S. Quidditch Association's Southwest Regional Championship. Austin Erickson is the president of Texas A&M's Quidditch Association, which has two teams playing in the tournament.
We're famed for being the rough, tough region of the Quidditch world. It's great when we go to the actual World Cup where all the regions play. The Southwest has always been dominant.
Erickson says human Quidditch, unlike the Harry Potter version, which is played on broomsticks in the air, is a full contact sport that combines elements of rugby, dodgeball, and Olympic handball. Other activities, vendors, and food trucks will all be out at Veterans Park for this free event. For game times, go online to usquidditch.org. A Bryan man arrested Wednesday night for evading arrest from Bryan police and accused of possessing a plastic bag containing cocaine has died. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office reports 39-year-old Johnny Hall was taken to a local hospital after jail employees reported he appeared to be disoriented. An autopsy has been ordered. The Texas Jail Commission has been notified, and the Texas Rangers has been asked to conduct an investigation independent of an internal probe by the Sheriff's Office. A Bryan woman is in jail accused of firing a gun at her husband.
According to the arrest report, 45-year-old Sally Garza told Bryan police she fired a shot at a trailer her husband was standing next to. Husband told police he had taken another pistol away from Garza before the shot was fired from the second handgun. The arrest report did not indicate what happened before the shooting, which was reported Wednesday night shortly before 6:30 in the area of Carver and Tatum. A Bryan man arrested in Waco in June of last year has been transferred to the Brazos County Jail on an armed robbery charge from October of 2015 in College Station. According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Ewell Hollingsworth Jr. is accused of pulling out a handgun and striking a man who did not have the money to pay for a half ounce of marijuana, then attempting to shoot the man with a second pistol that malfunctioned. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
2 years ago, Texas voters overwhelmingly passed a constitutional amendment diverting $5 billion of sales tax money to highways and other transportation projects. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner has been asking questions about how the legislature can use the highway money from Proposition 7 for other things.
In times in which budgets are tight, like this session, with a 60% vote of both chambers, you can actually stop the appropriation to transportation of that money, and it flows back into your general checking book.
Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says transportation priorities have been met, but not the state's health care, education, and criminal justice needs. It's been more difficult to contact Bill Flores and other Republican members of Congress. Flores puts the blame on a liberal organization called Indivisible for jamming phone lines, emails, and social media.
Our staff is tied up in our local district office taking 15 calls from the same person where that person is saying the same thing each time.
Flores says his constituents have more trouble getting through.
It's hurting our ability to help veterans with their VA claims, to help people that have where the IRS has fouled up their tax refund, or to help somebody that needs an emergency passport to go overseas because of a family emergency.
Flores says to reach him, fill out the online contact form at flores.house.gov. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Brazos Valley will host Bowl for Kids' Sake on Saturday, March 4th at Grand Station Entertainment. Each year, this event raises thousands of dollars that are put to immediate use right here in Bryan College Station, matching up at-risk children with caring adult mentors. If you want to make a difference in a kid's life, gather some friends, a few coworkers, and put together a bowling team. It's easy to raise money to help the next generation of children find success in school and in life. Download the app or visit bigmentor.org/AggieBFKS to register for Bowl for Kids' Sake on March 4th.
Good morning. It's 6:09. Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking weather. Brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900. Stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure has moved away from the region and allows moisture to come into the area from the Gulf. We'll see clouds today and eventually some showers as well. Temperatures 70 to 75 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. The showers end 55 to 60 for our low. Clouds followed by partial sun tomorrow. It's going to be a warm start to the weekend. Highs approaching 80 tomorrow afternoon. Sunday, we'll have clouds and a few showers. High Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's basketball team fell to Vandy last night. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on the loss. Meanwhile, the women also suffered a loss in their game against LSU last night. And we'll take a look forward as the A&M baseball team gets set to start the 2017 season today against Bowling Green. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, so let's look at that. The forecast is now... When is first pitch for the A&M baseball game? Is that tonight?
That is going to be tonight.
All right. Well, because 57 degrees, which is okay. I mean, it's supposed to be 40 with a north wind, you know, when they start baseball season. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little surprised about that.
And but, just remember, it's always about 10 to 20 degrees colder at Olsen.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're gonna have the wind in your face, mm-hmm. and you're sitting on aluminum. But aside from that,
it's great fun.
And, you know, all weekend, too, it's kind of going to be, it's going to be either hot or rainy, it seems like.
Well, and that's all right.
They play 6:30 tonight, 1 tomorrow, and then 12 on and noon on Sunday.
Yeah. So. Hey, but guess what? Basketball's in town, and they play indoors.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
So please go see them. They need the help. They really do. So the North Dakota governor, that'd be Doug Bergman's preference for wearing blue jeans, got him kicked off the floor of his own state senate.
Well, now that's not okay.
See, he's one of those software entrepreneur type dudes. Okay, he's got money. He can dress any way that he wants to, you know. So he's elected in November. Had finished posing for a photo with some students on the Senate floor Wednesday when he was asked to leave. A spokesperson for the governor said, well, he meant no disrespect to the chamber rules. His preference for jeans and sweaters has spurred much grumbling at the Capitol. And many male lawmakers who wear a suit and tie, well, they do that in Texas. It's just their clip-ons.
Isn't that really their choice, though, to wear the suit and tie? I mean,
sure,
they don't have to.
Deal is, he wore jeans to his inauguration last month in November, and that kind of annoyed him a little bit. But anyway,
who knew there was a dress code?
And again, it's his gig, and
right.
Dressing down is not a bad thing. It's all right.
Yeah.
Be able to do that. He can still govern. Oh, well. All right. Quidditch, really?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to talk about that more next hour because I
can talk to you a lot about it. I learned so much in this interview.
Chelsea was calling Fox saying, if you need a sideline for this weekend, I'm there.
I got it.
Exactly.
I know more about it now than I ever thought I would.
Yep.
So that's okay.
Just another A&M sport to keep an eye out for
that's
this weekend.
Right. There you go. A 1,000-pound chicken statue flew the coop. Deputies in North Carolina said the more than 3-foot-tall concrete chicken was stolen Saturday night or Sunday. Now, the base of the chicken was located several miles away to help egg the public on.
Bah,
hear what I did there? Yes, it's providing
information
about the theft. Crime Stoppers in Alexander County, North Carolina, offering a reward for tips if they're able to...
Don't do
it. Peck out anything. Is that? I mean, that's all I could come up with. But it's anyhow, so that's the crime wave in North Carolina about a chicken... okay. Did it rain on you guys this morning?
Nope.
Right. Well, it drizzled a little bit.
I think I got some rain on my vehicle, so I'm not sure that we're not going to get some of that.
Well,
today,
you know,
so.
We get here a little bit earlier
than
you, Scott.
That's right. That's true.
So okay. I missed it.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's fine.
Anyway, we'll look for that.
Info.
Information.
And Quidditch.
Quidditch.
Yeah. Oh, and I got. And we got a.
Just
we got
wait for the 6:30 newscast.
Okay. We got a prize to give away today.
Ooh,
too.
Yeah. Tickets to the Quidditch tournament.
Yeah, wait.
Oh wait, it's free. It's free to get in.
Yeah. Exactly.
I still want a ticket.
Yeah.
Bubba Dixon here. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we're always finding new ways to shed new light on a better buying experience. Whether it's our huge selection of over 200 new cars, trucks, and SUVs, the most competitive internet pricing around, or just simply amazing service, you'll always find the light at the end of the car buying tunnel off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom White Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Hey, good morning to you. It is the 17th of February. It is the 48th day of the year. We got 317 of them to go. It's World Spirit Day.
All right.
I don't know exactly what that means, but celebrate as you wish. It's. It's
I'm going to take that to mean spirits, as in the kind you drink.
Oh, okay. All right, that's cool. All right. It's Random Acts of Kindness Day.
All right.
If nothing else, go ahead and push the shopping cart out of the parking place that one of your fellow shoppers decided it was just too much trouble for them to take it all the way back.
That is a good act of kindness.
Well, it is. It's simple. You know?
I'm totally that guy who will take all the ones that I see and put them in the thing.
I know. It just annoys the hell out of me.
Oh, thanks, Brad. I appreciate you picking up my slack.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
Doing that for you. It's a National Cabbage Day.
Okay.
Cabbage. You can do a lot of things with that.
You
cook
can.
It or not cook it. And it's, you know, can add crunch to almost anything. It's National PTA Founders Day.
All right.
National Caregivers Day. Thank all those people for what they do. Mm-hmm. And got some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. Ed Sheeran is 26.
Oh, singer dude.
He's the singer guy. Indeed.
The singer guy.
I wasn't going to do this one, but since we got Quidditch stories in the news.
Yeah. Yes.
Because this is kind of a who. But Bonnie Wright is 26. She played Ginny Weasley in the Harry Potter.
That is not a who.
No. What is she doing?
She was Ginny Weasley.
Yeah,
she made more money than most everybody else on that list.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true. Yep. That is true. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I don't know. He might top her.
Man, love him.
He's 36 today.
What's he do?
He's an actor. He was in Inception and
10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, okay. He's been an actor since he was a kid. He was on Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, all right.
Yes, yeah, there's
Tommy.
Go.
Paris Hilton's 36.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. Of course, there you go. And weird.
Jason Ritter's 37. That's John Ritter's son. He's been in a couple of things. Uh-huh. Done a little bit of acting himself. Jerry O'Connell is 43. Of course, he was in that show Sliders in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
But also, you might remember him from Stand By Me. He was the chubby kid.
That's right, he was.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Billy Joe Armstrong, singer of Green Day, is 45. Denise Richards, 46 today.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
Michael Bay, filmmaker.
Yeah.
Oh, Transformer dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
indeed. He's the giant explosion guy.
Yes.
Everybody knows him as.
Yeah, put an explosion in here. Okay, good.
Yeah, perfect. He's 52. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan.
Hey.
54.
His heirness
himself.
Yeah.
Larry the Cable Guy, Geeter Dunn.
Nice.
He's 54 as well.
Really?
He makes a lot of money off those Prilosec commercials.
Yeah, he does.
Heartburn, my chili dog.
Well, you know what? It must work because he keeps getting the gig. So,
I know. Yeah. I know.
He keeps getting done, that's true. Lou Diamond Phillips is 55 today.
Texas boy.
He is a Texas boy, of course, from the Richie Valens story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Richard Karn is 61.
Oh.
He played Al.
He did.
On Home Improvement.
And hosted
Al and Family Feud.
For a little while he did that.
Family Feud, Rene Russo, 63 today.
Okay, yeah.
Jim Brown is 81.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Back when the Browns were good.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
I can't believe he's 81. He looks great for 81.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
And Hal Holbrook is 92.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. He's
Magnum Force.
Yeah. Well, did Mark Twain for years, touring on doing a one-man show for that. I think he did that here, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Anyway, all right. There you go. It's, is that it? No, we got more.
We got
Saturday.
We
started. That's right.
That was a lot of birthdays for Friday.
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday, not as many.
All right.
Yeah.
It's Cal Milked While Flying in an Airplane Day.
Because
they did that. Okay. Remember when that happened.
Yeah.
It's a Pluto Day. I think this is when Pluto got to be a planet again or something. Or National Hate Florida Day.
Or is it Pluto the cartoon dog?
Oh, you know, let me see. There's probably a little story here about this. No, this is Pluto, once believed to be the ninth planet discovered. And
once
it was
believed.
Discovered on this date. Yeah, and then it got downgraded.
All right.
And National Hate Florida Day.
But we do enough
only
of that
one
on
day?
The show, right?
I know.
But most importantly, it is tomorrow, Drink Wine Day.
Yeah. Woo!
So celebrate as you see
fit.
Okay, there you go. And birthdays.
We got Regina Spektor's 37. She's a singer.
Okay.
Jillian Michaels, 43.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
From Biggest Loser. And yeah, now just yeah. Jillian on E. Mm-hmm. Molly Ringwald's 49.
Oh, wow.
From the Brat Pack. Dr. Dre.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most people probably best know him for his beats now.
Sure.
Matt Dillon is 53 mm-hmm. tomorrow. Vanna White, 60.
Oh, my. Turning letters.
Mm-hmm.
Turning letters.
John Travolta, 63. Juice Newton, 65. Queen of Hearts. Yeah.
Wow.
Sybil Shepherd, 67 tomorrow.
My goodness.
And Yoko Ono.
Really?
84.
Mm. Wow. You got George Kennedy, Cool Hand Luke.
Oh, really?
He's 92 years old.
Wow.
Too. And on Sunday, it's Chocolate Mint Day.
All right.
Which will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bird Health Awareness Week, beginning of.
I'm aware.
Okay, there you go. And Through with the Chew. I thought we did Through with
yeah,
the Chew.
Yeah, we did
that yesterday.
Through with the Chew.
Nonetheless. All right, birthdays on Sunday.
Birthdays on Sunday. Haley Duff is 32. That's Hillary Duff's older sister, was in Napoleon Dynamite. Bellamy Young is 47 from the television show Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Benicio del Toro.
Oh, yeah. 50. Actor dude.
Yeah. Justine Bateman played Mallory Keaton on Family Ties.
Sure.
Jason Bateman's older sister, 51. Okay. Seal is 54.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Jeff Daniels, 62. From Dumb and Dumber, Arachnophobia.
He wants to be remembered for the newsroom, because that's serious. He doesn't want you to remember Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, but we'll all remember
Yes,
Dumb
we
Dumber.
Will.
Yeah,
yes,
for sure.
And Smokey Robinson is 77.
Wow, there you go. All right, 6:21.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, last week, thousands of Yemeni bodega and grocery store operators took to the streets of New York City to protest Donald Trump's immigration and refugee pause for 7 Muslim nations. And it's temporary, by the way. And the protest that took place in Brooklyn, New York, outside of the Borough Hall, has an imam chanted Allahu Akbar over the loudspeaker. Now, I have one question for the demonstrators. Well, why haven't you taken to the streets to protest radical Islamic terrorism here in the U.S.? If you want to be known as peaceful and you care about the rights and safety of people, you should support just a little inconvenience from people that are coming from countries with ties to terrorism. Why? Because you want to protect your fellow Americans.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I recently gave my home a facelift, and I did it the simplest and best way possible. Brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. And by the way, they have the best customer service you'll ever experience. If you pick the wrong color, Blinds.com will remake those blinds for free. You get free color samples. You get free shipping. So don't miss Blinds.com, their President's Day sale. You get up to 40% off their already low prices site-wide at Blinds.com. Now through February the 21st, just go to Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Samsung Electronics will add a third battery supplier for its next flagship smartphone, the Galaxy S8, as the world's biggest phone maker seeks to avoid a repeat of last year's disastrous recall. The South Korean tech giant is expected to use lithium-ion battery packs from a unit of Sony for the Galaxy S8, in addition to its two longtime suppliers, a Samsung affiliate and Hong Kong-based Amprex Technology. Consolidated Edison has agreed to pay $153 million to settle charges over a 2014 gas explosion in East Harlem that killed 8 people and injured 50. The settlement was approved yesterday by the state's Public Service Commission. The commission had found that Con Ed violated state safety regulations since a gas leak had been reported before the blast. Governor Cuomo says it's the highest payment for a gas safety incident in New York state history. The settlement includes a $25 million fund to benefit Con Ed gas customers. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's your money now.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8373.
Well, it's Friday, and with all that's going on, I think it's time for a little bit of good news. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, this kid officially won Valentine's Day this year. Zach Peterson is a high school senior in Holloman, Wisconsin, just north of La Crosse. He showed up on Tuesday with 625 long stem roses so he could give one to every girl in school. All the girls lined up in one of the hallways to get a rose from him, and he got a lot of hugs in return. Some of them even cried. He wanted it to be a surprise, so he didn't even tell his sister, who's a sophomore. He used a bunch of air fresheners to mask the smell in their house. That's pretty ingenious. He says he ordered the flowers in bulk through Sam's Club, and it cost him about $450. Then he spent 8 hours over the weekend trimming each rose and making sure they were all perfect before he handed them out. That's very cool and a nice thing to do. And it's the type of thing that hopefully makes you feel good on this Friday. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Good morning, 627, almost 628. Let's do weather. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. We'll get up to about 72 today. We'll have some clouds out there and maybe a little chance of showers, mainly before noon. And then winds out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 57. And then tomorrow, looking at 82, 80 on Sunday. Chance of showers goes up to 40% during the day and 80% on Sunday night. Then a 70% chance of rain on Monday, which is Washington's birthday, and we'll have a high temperature of 72. Continue to have a 40% chance of rain Monday night, and then 72 and a high temperature on Tuesday, as it gets stays cloudy, but the chance of rain goes down. Right now, humidity 77%, mostly cloudy skies. We got 52 out there.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, coming to Rudder Auditorium February 22nd through 26th. Tickets at mscopus.org.
If you're going to be traveling anytime soon, you may want to stock up on Ziploc bags, and plenty of them. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Traveling has become quite a challenge, but through experience, travelers discover little tips and tricks to make things easier. For example,
you always got to take the first flight out in the morning if you can. Because think about how many times you're at the airport and the plane's not even there. But the truth is, if you take the first flight out, the plane really has the entire night before to get there.
Travel expert Eric Torkels, author of the book The Smart Traveler's Passport, says Ziploc bags are a traveler's best friend.
My favorite of the Ziploc tips is if you're at a theme park, you always bring a Ziploc, because that way when you go on a water ride, you can put your wallet or your cell phone or your car keys, because heaven knows they're usually electronic these days, into the bag, and they're waterproofed. You know, you can get totally wet then and not worry about it. I love that tip. Another reader, you know, a lot of people when they get to hotel rooms get a little germ-obsessed. So what this reader does is always brings a Ziploc and puts the TV remote control in it. And that way they can use the TV remote without feeling like they're getting everybody's germs all over their fingers.
Have you ever rented a car on a trip, parked it somewhere, and then forgotten what it looked like or where you parked it? Well,
take a picture of it with a digital camera. And that way when you come back out of wherever you've parked, you know, wherever you're coming from, you can just look at your camera and be like, oh, that's right, I parked it in the C6. You know, a lot of us have cell phones that have cameras, and those work well for this kind of thing. We've heard from business travelers who say they basically do the same thing with their hotel room number.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. $5 billion approved by Texas voters 2 years ago for transportation projects may be going elsewhere.
You know, transportation priorities have been met, but there are other priorities, healthcare, education, criminal justice, that also need to be met.
Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs has been asking questions about using highway money from Proposition 7 elsewhere in the state budget.
It was a stout valve measure that was put in place when the bill was passed because of the realization that in the future there might be tough times that you'd want that money for various aspects of the budget.
Schwertner says sales tax money from Prop 7 can return to the general fund with the approval of a minimum 60% of the Senate and House. If you haven't been able to reach Congressman Bill Flores, he says it's due to liberal opponents to the Trump administration. Flores says his staff has multiple calls asking the same questions from the group Indivisible.
They put out a guide called the Indivisible Guide to basically disrupt the Trump agenda. And so they have been flooding most GOP congressional offices, including Santa Cruz, Santa Corona, and Maine.
Flores says he's also having trouble with a handful of people posting the same thing over and over on his social media accounts.
These folks are going to understand what they're doing is ultimately disrupting our ability to help our constituents, and it's not advancing their cause whatsoever.
Flores says the best way to reach him is filling out the contact form online at flores.house.gov. A Brian man is in the Brazos County Jail for the 14th time in 12 years.
30-year-old Jazzeray Johnson was arrested following a foot chase with a DPS trooper in the area of Highways 21 and 47 Wednesday around 5 p.m. According to the arrest report, that's after the trooper clocked Johnson's car going 118 miles an hour on Highway 21 in Burleson County. Johnson was arrested for reckless driving, evading arrest, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Earlier this week in the area of Highways 21 and 47 was a road rage incident that brought out DPS and the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. According to the sheriff's arrest report, a semi intentionally struck a two-ton truck, forcing the pickup into the median on 21 near OSR. The driver of the semi, 49-year-old Daniel Flitz of Hearn, is out of jail after posting bond on a charge of deadly conduct. No injuries were reported. A Bryan man's been arrested for the sixth time for driving while intoxicated. 30-year-old William Rice was stopped earlier this week at 2 in the morning by a Bryan police officer who clocked him going 53 miles an hour on Villa Maria between Cabot and South College. According to the arrest report, Rice told the officer he had consumed alcohol and was taking prednisone, amoxicillin, Tamiflu, Vyvanse, and Adderall. Rice, who's out of jail after posting bond, is awaiting trial from an arrest a year ago on a DWI charge of two prior convictions. A broken taillight led to the 6 arrests of a Bryan man in 14 months for driving with a suspended license. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, 51-year-old Tommy Magea hit the taillight several times to get it working again. Then he was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions. Magea is out of jail after posting bond. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan man has died after he was arrested by Bryan police and taken to the Brazos County Jail. The sheriff's office reports jail employees noticed 39-year-old Johnny Hall appeared disoriented. Following a medical evaluation at the jail, Hall was taken to a local hospital where he died in the emergency room. An autopsy has been ordered. The Texas Jail Commission has been notified, and the Texas Rangers has been asked to conduct an investigation independent of an internal probe by the sheriff's office. On Wednesday night, according to the arrest report, a Bryan policeman saw a car driven by Hall run a stop sign at Waco and Old Curtin Road. Then the car failed to stop for 0.6 of a mile, where along the way, Hall is accused of throwing out a clear plastic bag that was found and tested positive for cocaine. According to online records, it's the 25th time Hall was booked in the Brazos County Jail, though it's the first time in 6 years, and 19 of the 25 took place in the 1990s. Recently retired Texas A&M Foundation President Eddie Davis has been announced as this year's Aggie Muster Speaker on the flagship campus. This year's ceremony will take place Friday, April 21st at 7 p.m. in Reed Arena. It is one of the largest of more than 300 muster ceremonies around the world, honoring Aggies who died during the past year. No plans this weekend?
The only thing I want you to worry about is this, the Golden Snitch.
Come out to Veterans Park for the U.S. Quidditch Association's Southwest Regional Championship. Austin Erickson is the president of Texas A&M's Quidditch Association and says even non-Harry Potter fans will enjoy the excitement of what he calls a chaotic sport.
That's just how the sport is. Some people come out because they love the sport, which that's who I was, and then some people come out because they're real familiar and love the series.
Erickson says two Texas A&M teams are playing in the field of 21 this weekend. For more information on this free, family-friendly event, visit usquidditch.org. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 52 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm Melissa Zeese. At Ingram Wallace and Company, we provide you and your business with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and consulting. Let us help put your ideas in motion.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace and Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
There's an orange opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota E-Lead dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their four Kubota Elite dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Washington County Tractor, people and products that you can trust.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure's moved off to the east. Satellite and radar already showing moisture moving back into the region.
clouds will advance. There could be a few showers before the day is done. We're up to 70 to 75 today. Clouds night, lows will be 55 to 60. Now, the cloudiness should break up tomorrow. It'll turn partly sunny and rather warm as we start the President's Day weekend. Highs near 80. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds may be a few afternoon showers Sunday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M men's basketball coach Billy Kennedy on the team's loss to Vanderbilt last night. Also, sophomore DJ Hogue is out for the remainder of the season. And the A&M women faced LSU last night but couldn't pull together a win. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And actually, there's already some rain out there. If you're headed to Houston this morning, you're going to be driving through rain pretty quickly. Actually, there's shower activity between College Station and Navasota right now, and some heavy rain in Houston. Nothing like they got earlier this week, but there is some stuff. And what it's doing is really kind of churning up from Corpus Christi up in that direction. So maybe in the Houston area, they're going to be getting rain all day. Sometimes some embedded showers are a little heavy. So I guess Mr. Trump didn't have anything to do yesterday.
Nah.
So he wandered down the hall. You know, people are upset about, if you go back and remember, the previous president would go a long time before he would have news conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trump was flying down to Florida last weekend, basically had a little chit-chat on the airplane. And then, you know, yesterday, he decided it was time to, you know, talk about a whole lot of stuff, like press coverage.
I want to see an honest press. I mean, I started off today by saying, it's so important to the public to get an honest press. The public doesn't believe you people anymore.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I had something to do with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they don't believe you.
Yeah.
The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it to find out what's going on, because the press honestly is out of control. The
out
level
of control.
Dishonesty
yeah.
is out of control. The media is trying to attack our administration because they know we are following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason. Each of these actions is a promise I made to the American people. So we'll go over just some of them, and we have a lot happening next week and in the weeks coming.
Yeah, I mean, said he would do some stuff, and now he is, and they're talking about that. And then, of course, there's more about Russia.
It happened when... If you were Putin right now, you would say, hey, we're back to the old games with the United States. There's no way Trump can ever do a deal with us, because the public, you have to understand, if I was just brutal on Russia right now, just brutal, people would say, you would say, oh, isn't that wonderful? But I know you well enough. Then you would say, oh, he was too tough. He shouldn't have done that.
Not a bad point.
Damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
Exactly. Yeah.
He makes good points, but what worries me about the way, especially the way he handled this particular press conference, is that he sounds like a kid who got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. You know what I mean? He's like, but you know, just the cookie jar. No, see, here's what you don't know. The cookie jar was over here. My hand, I fell. See, what happened was I fell. Yeah. My hand landed in the cookie jar. You came in. You saw my hand in the cookie
jar.
Are
you talking about his relationship with Russia or just in general?
In general. Okay. And most of the things he answered it like that. Like, no, you don't understand. Yeah. See, what happened was, you know, and that's what worries me about the way he handles talking to the press.
Well, you know. Trump. He's got the power of the phone.
So yesterday we had a couple of fake news tweets. He says fake news media, which makes up stories and sources, is far more effective than the discredited Democrats, but they are fading fast.
Fake news. Fake news.
He followed that up with the Democrats had to come up with a story as to why they lost the election and so badly. So they made up a story. Russia, fake news. And then just this morning, 2 hours ago, he tweeted, despite the long delays by the Democrats in finally approving Dr. Tom Price, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare is moving fast.
Yeah.
And then just about an hour ago, he tweeted, thank you for all the nice statements on the press conference yesterday. Rush Limbaugh said, one of the greatest ever. Fake media, not happy.
Yeah. Fake news. Fake news.
He makes it so easy.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
And then, of course, there's this.
They're very honorable people.
They have the most honest morning show.
Thank you.
That's all I can say. It's the most honest.
Thank you. Well, thanks.
Really appreciate that, P. Trump.
Yeah. Shout out to you, buddy.
All right.
I think he probably was it Fox? Probably Fox and Friends.
No, it was us.
Okay. I'm not sure who he was talking about, but we'll keep that. We'll archive that just the next time Mr. Downs thinks that, you know.
We're not doing our job well.
This is what the big guy says about us. I'm just saying that, so, you know, just so you
just
know.
Just being honest.
In the meantime, they also unveiled their plans yesterday for the revised executive order on immigration. They're going to do that sometime next week and rescind the president's initial travel ban, which would have been entrenched in legal battles throughout the country. So word is that comes as the Department of Justice has asked the San Francisco-based appeals court not to review the decision. So as we get deeper into the legal weeds, they're just going to say we're going to yank that one out. We're going to start all over again. Let's see what else. Bill yesterday that he signed that does end a key Obama administration coal mining rule. The Trump signature squashes the House of Surface Mining Stream Protection Rule, which is a regulation to protect waterways from coal mining. Fox News poll, Trump, positive 48%, negative 47%. That's the switch from 2 or 3 days ago. It's just a matter of whichever poll you want to look.
Oh, yeah.
That's all there is. Yeah. There's plenty of that.
And again, who are they polling?
Yeah.
I didn't get asked.
Yeah, again, who's asking us anything?
No one.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says that President Trump and the GOP lawmakers in Congress are exactly on track to accomplish their agenda. Really? I don't think they're ever exactly on track, no
we'll
matter what.
We'll see about that, yeah.
I guess that's it. And then, of course, he did have a comment about how he's going to be speaking in Melbourne, Florida tomorrow. And he said the crowds are huge.
Huge.
Well, huge.
It hasn't started yet. How can the crowds already be huge?
He also mentioned that he's going to Charleston, South Carolina, in order to spend time with Boeing and talk jobs, and that he's looking forward to it. So I don't know if that's after Florida.
All I can say is the stock market is at 20,650 points. Stock market is up. Gold is up. Both of them are up. That doesn't happen very often. Mm. It's usually one or the other.
Gotcha.
People are investing because they are optimistic.
Yeah.
And that is that has a lot to do with just the way the economy is. People feel good. They feel like tomorrow will be better. They feel like next month will be better than that, and the quarter after that will be better. And if that's the case, I mean, if that's what's being injected, and I'm not saying that's Trump. I'm not saying that Trump is responsible for all
right,
of that.
Oh, right.
It's hard to deny his influence on stimulating business, though.
Sure. What he does is he talks the way that regular people talk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We can understand.
And it doesn't mean that you're always going to agree with what he does. And all of a sudden, and that you know that's why we're having, there's going to be, a gigantic women's march that's coming up in D.C. That's the reason that those people are upset, is because the system, as they know it, is changing now. And how they were able to develop power and influence before, they're not able to do in this new world. And so they're panicking. They have to be concerned about all that stuff. And so, again, we're kind of in this nice little place inside the double bubble of being in Texas and being in College Station.
The double bubble.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, there are a lot of folks who feel very positive about what he's doing. And that's going to translate to the economy doing well. And that makes us smile. Yep. All right, 648.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning Best Musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, coming to Rudder Auditorium February 22nd through 26th. Tickets at mscopus.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue North of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Green is the basic building block of most fine Texas landscapes. In fact, you could do an entire landscape and never use anything but green. You might be surprised at how good it ended up looking. When it comes to landscaping, green is good. Nonetheless, there are times when you want something a little more flashy, and red leaf plants are some of the showiest. There are many fine choices, but you have to pick and choose them wisely. That's what I'll help you do right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-GROW or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. If you're looking for red leaf plants, let's go through a list fairly quickly. Now, this is in no regard to flowers, just the color of the foliage. Some of our shade trees have red or purplish red foliage, like Japanese maples. They're wonderful, and there are several really good purple red types. They do tend to burn in the summer, especially in the western half of the state. They must have the shade and ample moisture, but Japanese maples are very popular. Forest pansy red buds and all red plums are very attractive trees that have vividly maroon red leaves in the spring. Now, all red plums are better than most of the other purple leaf plums, and forest pansy red buds are outstanding. Barberries have reddish leaves. Now, they're brilliant in the spring. They do fade a bit in the summer, and they have to have shade in the afternoon. I'm not a big barberry fan, but a lot of people are. If you're willing to bridge over to purple leaf plants, no group has so hit the big time as fringe flowers, loropetalums. They've gone from unknowns to mainstay plants in the last 10 or 15 years. But they do tend to wear out, especially in alkaline soils and when water is short. So you need to replace them every 8 or 10 years. I really have kind of grown tired of fringe flowers, but that's personal preference. Nandinas are brilliant red and reddish orange during the winter, and then their new growth is red in the spring and summer. I love nandinas. Certain junipers will develop a plum red color in the winter and then steel blue during the growing season. Purple winter creeper euonymus changes from green to maroon with the arrival of fall's cold weather. I love purple winter creeper as a ground cover. Fall color is an added bonus. Schumard red oak with the great fall color, and Chinese pistachio is cherry red in the fall. Even crepe myrtles will often turn lush shades of red and orange in late fall. Ornamental pears, although they don't live very long, do have beautiful red, orange, yellow, and purple fall color. As far as annuals are concerned, there are lots of them with red leaves. Copper plants are great. Firebush is reddish in the summer and bronze red in the fall. Burgundy Sun and Plum Parfait Coleus are equally showy in sun or part shade. Texan research found them to be sun tolerant. And coxcomb, bloodleaf, oh, there's so many great red leaf plants. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 6:53. Luke Kornet scored 12 points and grabbed 11 rebounds as Vanderbilt rallied from an 11-point deficit to beat Texas A&M 72-67 last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the loss.
I think we wore down, too. I thought we were tired, and we need to be a little bit tougher. I thought they made more tough plays in finishing off possessions at the end. If it's 7 seconds on the shot clock, got to the end of the shot clock, they were able to shoot free throws. When we got to the end of the shot clock, we didn't get anything out of it.
Tyler Davis scored 25 points, and Robert Williams added 13 points and 13 rebounds as the Aggies outscored Vanderbilt 42-22 inside the paint. The Aggies next return home to Reed Arena, where they'll host Auburn on Saturday. Tip-off for the game is slated for 3 p.m. with pregame at 2:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, A&M announced before tip-off that sophomore guard DJ Hogue will miss the rest of the season. Hogue is out with a foot injury that he initially suffered during a win over Georgia. In the women's game, the number 23 Aggies had chances on two late possessions, but fell 67-63 to LSU last night at the Pete Maravich Assembly Center. Neither team led by more than 7 points during the game, but the Lady Tigers led heading into the game's final minute. Kyla Hilsman led the Aggies with 24 points after going 12 of 17 from the field. She was joined in double figures by Taylor Cooper, who scored 12 points. Curtis Knox added 10 assists. The Maroon and White return home on Sunday to host number 3 Mississippi State. Tip-off for that one will be at 4 p.m. with pregame at 3:45, and you can hear it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. For A&M baseball, the number 20 Aggies open the 2017 season today as they host the Bowling Green State Falcons in a 3-game series on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, I think once the bell rings and the game starts, that's what we need to have happen and let the game start. And once the game starts, that's going to take care of itself. But up until then, there are probably going to be some butterflies. I know I'm going to have them. I still get them. And when I stop getting them, it's time for me to do something else. And I know our coaches feel the same way, and our veterans do as well. They're looking forward to, you know, a great crowd, a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and, you know, for the first pitch to be thrown by Brigham Hill.
The Maroon and White boast 2 preseason All-Americans, including juniors Brigham Hill and Corbin Martin, who were each named to 2 of the 4 nationally recognized squads. Martin was also named to the USA Baseball Golden Spikes Award preseason watch list. The Aggs opened the season ranked at number 20 in 4 of the 5 nationally recognized polls. All 3 of the games this weekend can be heard on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In college football, Matt Lubbock and Jeff Nixon will serve as co-offensive coordinators for first-year Baylor coach Matt Rhule. He revealed the titles for his 9 assistant coaches yesterday when he also confirmed that Phil Snow will be defensive coordinator. That's the same role Snow had at Temple the past 4 seasons under Rhule. Baylor opens spring practice March 8th. In Major League Baseball, Mike Napoli's rejoined the Texas Rangers for the 3rd time, calling it a great opportunity to be back with his first World Series team. The Rangers reintroduced Napoli yesterday morning. He got an $8.5 million 1-year contract that includes a club option for 2018. The 35-year-old Napoli, going into his 12th Major League season, set career highs with 34 homers and 101 RBIs with Cleveland last year. And out on the ice, Darcy Kemper stopped 34 shots. Eric Halla had a goal and an assist, and the Minnesota Wild beat the Dallas Stars 3-1 last night. Ryan Sutter and Jared Spurgeon also scored for the Western Conference leaders. Minnesota hasn't lost consecutive games in over 2 months and extended its point streak against the Stars to 7 games. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
If you've had cable in the past, or you've had movie channels or anything like that, and you've been watching shows on Showtime like Homeland or Billions, or you want to watch some of the hit movies and things like that, well, guess what? With Suddenlink, you can catch up on all of your favorite Showtime shows during the free preview this weekend. It's going on today through the 20th. It's your chance to get unlimited access to Showtime so you can catch up on your original series that you enjoy and all of the awesome hit movies, insightful documentaries, hard-hitting sports, hilarious comedy, and so much more. It's also time to get pumped because for a limited time, when you sign up with Suddenlink's Triple Play, you get a $100 reward card. You'll get super fast 50 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels, and phone for just $77.99 a month. It includes a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you'll lock into the price for 2 years. Plus, you get that $100 gift card. But you better hurry, because the deal ends soon. Call them 877-694-9474 or visit Suddenlink.com today. Offer only for new residential customers. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for details. Suddenlink, more power to you.
There's an orange opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota E-Lead dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of 4 models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their 4 Kubota E-Lead dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
County Tractor, people and products that you can trust.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Brazos Valley will host Bowl for Kids' Sake on Saturday, March 4th at Grand Station Entertainment. Each year, this event raises thousands of dollars that are put to immediate use right here in Bryan College Station, matching up at-risk children with caring adult mentors. If you want to make a difference in a kid's life, gather some friends, a few coworkers, and put together a bowling team. It's easy to raise money to help the next generation of children find success in school and in life. Download the app or visit bigmentor.org/AggieBFKS to register for Bowl for Kids' Sake on March 4th.
Let's do weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. If you're driving down toward Houston, you'll probably be in showers as soon as you get to around Navasota. Maybe some heavy showers here and there. High temperature today, 72. We've got a 30% chance of rain. It'll be 82 tomorrow with sunshine and rain coming in on Sunday, 80% on Sunday night. It's 52 right now, WTAW, College Station.